How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huffs.
Chapter 1, The Sample with the Built-in Bias. This teaches us how to use statistics as a way to protect ourselves from false information. There seems to be a tendency where people either over or understate the truth. Huffs tells us that people who use the precise figures as a sample have not done an appropriate way to prove their state. People will create all sort of bad sample as a way to prove that they are right. But actually they are using those bad samples as a way to represent their statement in a better way.
One of the questionnaires from the survey asked, college give you a higher income than not graduating from a college? The people who complete surveys are systematically different from those who fail to respond. They graded the questions for their survey did not provide a specific amount of proof to show that people who graduate from college will get a higher and better income than the people who did not graduate from a college. Since the questionnaire of the survey is all biased, the respondents of the survey will also be biased.
Chapter 2, The Well-Chosen Average. This chapter is mainly about how companies use an average, which could be a group of things, mean, medium, low. Companies use whichever one will make them look better or more appealing to the customer. In one part of this chapter, it talks about retailers selling homes and how it will make it seem like the average annual pay may be $5,700, which may be appealing to you, but when you go to sell your home, it could have went up because now you make more money. So it seems like you can afford to live here, but they're really lying to you. In some situations, it is better for people to use the mode than the mean, or the median, than the mode, because they want to appeal to you. And if you really think about it, you need to do some research, because the only person that you're hurting is yourself if you don't know this information. You should always do a little more research when you're buying big things, even small things, because people can trick you, and tricking is not fun.
Chapter 3, The Little Figures That Are Not There. The first page of the chapter talks about toothpaste. Toothpaste from different company and which works better. For example, Dewick's toothpaste users reported that only 23% fewer cavities has happened when using the toothpaste. In statistics, they wanted to find out, is the toothpaste really what they say it is? Does it really work? Does it prevent cavities? So, by finding that out, what statistics did was they used a method called an adequate. An adequate is finding the quality and quantity of the toothpaste. Was they really using the toothpaste to get money, which they are, but are the toothpaste really helping people or helping or help preventing cavities that happen? Statistically inadequate, that is for Dewick's purpose, it is just right. But the thing was, he only tested a dozen people, which are 12 people. And that's inaccurate, because testing only 12 people is not giving you a good amount to sell your product. But since he did that, what he did was an advertisement to get people's attention, lie about some of the things he said, and some of the the way the product worked. So what he was trying to do is sell the product and make money.
Throughout the rest of the chapter, it mainly talk about other things like houses, family, and energy. It included like many graphs, charts, labels, and stuff. And it's mainly guessing about things like understanding what are the possibilities that can happen. Like, for example, from the story, it talks about the height. Will your children grow up the same height as you, or is your genes, or things like that? That's what it mainly talked about, and that's what chapter 3 was all about, possibilities.
During chapter 4, Much Ado About Practically Nothing, it first begins to talk about Peter and Linda, who both had to take an IQ test, and how Peter scored an IQ of 98 and Linda's was 101. And it basically said that the average was 100, so Peter was below. It then goes on to say that these tests are not fully true because they're only comparing a small amount and another amount that don't have that large of a difference from each other. So since small differences between each other are meaningless, the author said that it was better to use the plus or minus instead, like 98 plus minus 3. The plus or minus, he said, was better to accurately find the differences from basically anything. To justify what he said, he used different situations that were similar to the IQ between Linda and Peter. So basically, after reading this chapter 4, I basically learned that when a magazine or anything that's basically comparing anything, you don't know how accurate it is. And how this book so far has this message is basically that a lot of things that are given to you that you read every day can be deceiving.